Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, this is Arkansas wide receiver Isaiah Satania, and you're listening to The Morning Rush.
We've been telling you about the Miracles and Magic Radiothon that we partnered with Arkansas Children's Northwest. And we as a radio station are not the only ones that have partnered. Isaiah Satania, Arkansas wide receiver, former Fayetteville Purple Dog, by the way, we got two of them in the NFC Championship game this weekend. We'll talk about that later. But you think about this involvement, man, and I know this is special to a lot of people in our community, not just in Northwest Arkansas, but across the state. Isaiah, what kind of led you to get involved with this whole event and fundraising process?
You know, I had the opportunity and, you know, I couldn't turn it down. Like, I love helping the community out and I wanted to use my platform to help other people out.
Is there anything that you went through personally in your life, or maybe you had a friend or something that was maybe involved in something like this?
I would just say, like, injuries. In sports, you're always going to have injuries. And, like, what are you going to do whenever you get injured? The game, like, especially football, it's so many injuries that you don't know when you're last down. And so you have to be ready for that. And you have to have like a backup plan and just be ready.
I know for your freshman year, you kind of went through an ankle injury and stuff like that. Just like you said, happens sometimes. Obviously, there's certain medical defects, there's diseases and stuff. And then you've got the injury aspect and so on. As a younger guy that's gone through something like that, how difficult is it on the psyche? And then for the kids that you maybe gotten to meet that are going through not necessarily injuries, but other personal matters of their health, what has those conversations been like?
So mental health, it's a real thing. And whenever I got injured my freshman year, it was actually in practice. And for a while, I was really down on myself and, you know, I was feeling bad for myself, but I just had to flip the switch and I had to have the best mentality possible. I wasn't as fast as I was after I got hurt and I had to build my speed back up and it came slowly, but you know, I just, whenever I flipped that switch and had a positive mentality about it, it really helped me.
Isaiah, was that your kind of first injury that you've dealt with? There might have been nicks and bruises here and there, but would you say that's maybe the most severe thing you've had to go through as an athlete to this point?
Whenever I was younger, I had broke my arm a couple times, but okay. That was like more towards the end of the season. And whenever I hurt my ankle my freshman year, that was at the beginning of the season. So I never really got hurt at the beginning of the season like that.
We're talking with Isaiah Satania with Arkansas Children's Northwest. It's January, man. We got a long way till football season. I don't have the exact number of days in my head, but how excited are you to get back on that field? Not just that, but go through spring ball.
You know, right now we've been working out a lot. We've been doing some hard stuff and I've just been thinking that whatever I do now, it's going to set me up for the season. The season's going to come faster than you think, and I'm just ready for it. Like, this year, I feel like I'm going to take a big step forward and, you know, really show everybody my talent because I feel like they haven't seen it yet.
We saw a little bit of a jump last season. I know there's been some changes in the offseason. So you go from Dan Enos to Kenny Guyton, and now Bobby Petrino is the new offensive coordinator. I don't know if former Arkansas wide receivers have reached out to you, but one of the things he's always utilized is speed. You have that. So how excited are you about for this upcoming season, maybe becoming more of involved, like you said, and show people what you can do?
You know, whenever Bobby got hired, I had so many text messages, so many calls, and just so many people blowing up my phone. And, you know, it was really a blessing to just get one of the best offensive coordinators, offensive minds in the game. I can't wait to really trust in him and just see where he can take my game.
Part of being an athlete is these kids look up to you, right? I've seen 16 jerseys. Just getting a chance to talk with these kids. But what's it like when you have a young kid that says, hey, I want to be Isaiah Satania when I grow up? Whether it was a Fayetteville Purple Dog that was 10 years old or an Arkansas fan that gets a chance to watch you on the field each and every week.
It's just a blessing. The Lord has really blessed me with my talent and stuff. And, you know, whenever kids look up to me, I just remember being in that same spot. So, you know, anytime I ask for a picture or autograph, I try and make it happen however I can. You know?
You're setting at least a good example in the classroom as well, because one of the things we kind of had to negotiate around this interview is your class time, which is good. You're not skipping class by that matter. So what classes are you taking this spring?
You know, I'm a communication major, but I've actually been thinking about switching it because I want to go into coaching. You know, my dad and my grandpa, they were both coaches, and, you know, it runs in the family. So I don't know if I want to do track, football, or kind of the conditioning side of it, but I think I want to end up going into coaching whenever I'm older.
Sounds like you've kind of narrowed it down to three. You could be the next Ben Souders. You mentioned your dad is obviously the track and field coach. Has it just been the playing aspect? You're like, this is what I want to do. What's kind of led to maybe you contemplating changing majors?
You know, in high school, especially my senior year, I did a lot of personal training, whether it was speed, whether somebody needed route running, or, you know, just hurdling. I feel like my knowledge is pretty versatile. So, you know, I would just try and help out kids as much as possible. And, you know, I really enjoyed it and stuff. And I just kept on seeing how the coaches coach. Like, I just observe it, and it's something that I really want to do.
We're talking with Isaiah Cetania here. Again, he's a part of Miracles and Magic Radiothon, benefiting Arkansas Children's Northwest. You can go to hitthatline.com right now and donate. It's up to February the 2nd, so make sure you do that if you haven't done it for the Morning Rush here, halftime, or Ruskin and Zach as well. I mentioned the two Purple Dogs in the AFC Championship. Now I know Dre's played a more prominent role. Brandon's still on the team, but has Coach Casey Dick reached out to you? Have you had any other former teammates? Like, dude, we got two guys.
You know, it's pretty cool that multiple people went to the same school that I did, and, you know, Dre went to Arkansas, and I'm following that same footstep. So, you know, that's obviously my goal, and I want to make it to the Super Bowl. And
that's the pinnacle of your profession, right? And based on what you're talking about, not that you don't want to pursue coaching after that, but I would say, just based on listening to you, the NFL is still something you want to pursue, and you're hoping you can take that next step next year to ultimately achieving that goal.
Yes, sir.
Again, we're talking to Isaiah Cetania this morning here on the Morning Rush. Isaiah, I'm going to be honest, fully disclose something. I had a bad feeling at the end of the season, and I got on the airwave. You know how you sometimes have something, the pit of your stomach and the gut? I thought you might transfer after this year. I know as a guy that dominated Arkansas high school football, and I watched you senior year. There wasn't a corner or safety or a double team in the state that could guard you. I didn't know with the coaching transition on the offensive side of the ball, how that would go. I know some guys have elected to move on from Arkansas. Did you ever at any point this offseason contemplate hitting the portal? Because I know that's more of a something that guys do nowadays when it comes to that process.
I really didn't. I came here because of Coach Pittman, and, you know, I really put my trust in him. You know, we didn't have the best year last year, but the couple years before that, we've been doing some great things. And it was really hard for me my first 2 years. Like, even last year, I got to play a lot more, but I still wasn't happy with how much I played. So, you know, it's really helped me over this off season. I've been working harder than I ever have. You know, I've been hitting the weight room, really working on my weaknesses, because I've always been a kind of a smaller receiver. So I've been trying to get bigger, work on my blocking and stuff, and have no excuses for next year.
Last thing, and again, we really appreciate you making some time this morning. Again, Isaiah's involved in the Miracles and Magic Radiothon with Arkansas Children's Northwest. When you look at this upcoming season, you mentioned that last year didn't go according to plan, maybe on the previous years or prior to you getting here at this point. What is kind of the message that you would give Arkansas fans as we're several months out from actually getting to see you guys play in Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium? But what's the mindset and mentality you guys having in the next year to improve upon what happened this past season?
You know, last year we have four wins, and I just feel like we weren't a four-win team. We lost a lot of games by, 3 points, 7 points, and we were closer than a lot of people think. We had one of the hardest schedules in the country. It's the SEC, you know. We all came to Arkansas so we can play the best. Last year wasn't a reflection of Arkansas football. We were changing it, and, you know, I can just see a difference in the guys this year. We're a lot closer as a team, and I feel like we got rid of some of the negatives and kind of the cancers in the locker room, and I feel like this year is going to be a lot better.
Are we going to see an opening kick return or a jet sweep, I guess, War Memorial Stadium against UAPB on August 31st? Can I expect that?
Yes, sir. Okay. It's going to happen.
Isaiah Cetania, really appreciate him making some time for us. Arkansas Children's Northwest, the Miracles and Magic Radiothon. You can donate now on hitthatline.com. I'm partial, obviously, to the Morning Rush if you want to donate on that tab. But Halftime, Ruskin and Zach, they would love to accept your donation anyway, because what they're trying to accomplish is fulfilling the promise of every child and making them better today and healthier tomorrow. Isaiah, we really appreciate the time and appreciate you being a part of this entire fundraising event.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.